This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a hump day. We'll finish up on the Trump, or not Trump, the Biden garbage, we're all garbage people comments. We'll do a little blackmail talk, email talk, and we're going to have to tackle some voter election integrity stuff that's going to make us all uncomfortable. All that, BK's coming up a half hour from now, and more coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show this hour. All right, if you, in case you missed the first hour, go download the podcast. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes is where you can find it. We're going through the Biden-Harris saga. So we went through how they started fighting, why they hate each other, how the Biden presidency went, and then we talked about the coup and how that all went. And then you get to where we are now, and here's where we are. Joe Biden has the horrible debate, the worst debate in the history of the United States of America. Joe Biden gets run out. Obama runs him out. Pelosi runs him out. The system locks shields, decides he is risky for their power. Remember, the system is very much conditionally loyal. As long as you're helping them, they love you. The second you start hurting them, they will destroy you. Joe Biden found himself quickly on the receiving end of that destruction. Boom, too bad, so sad. Political career over. Now let's discuss the two different people. Joe Biden is a very proud man. All men generally are. I'm not going to make that unique about Joe Biden. Most men have a tendency to suffer from pride. Not that the Oracle would ever have that problem, but most men suffer from some form of pride. And once you start notching things on your accomplishment belt of life, it's easy to look at those things and get even prouder. And I'm going to say something right now, but I don't actually mean it to offend you, and it may not even apply to you, but let me ask you something, fellas. How many of your accomplishments in life can people see if they walk in your home or walk in your office? It's a very common thing. Do you have that? You have that doctorate diploma hanging up above your desk? Oh, what's that? My trophy? Yeah. I won state in high school. But it's a normal thing. I'm not dogging on you for it. I'm not insulting you for it. But when men accomplish things in life, we tend to want to brag about those things. We want to be applauded for those things. We want people to look at those things and admire us more. Every man wants to be admired. Every man wants to be admired. It's not unique to you or me or Joe Biden. But Joe Biden has this long life. He was a United States Senator, Vice President of the United States of America for 8 years, and then President of the United States of America. I know he's been a piece of crap for all that time. I get it. But let's be honest. That's quite a resume. Hey, the thing, when you think about that, what's going on your tombstone or on my tombstone? I'm not sure. I don't know. I haven't really thought about it. But if you're Joe Biden, what goes on the tombstone? You think it's going to be loving husband and father? No. It's not. There's a lot on that resume. And at the end of your career, you're feeling pretty proud of yourself. Imagine ending a career like that in disgrace. Remember when they were trying to push him out? We actually got a story leaked about this. We talked about this on the show, that part of their concern, part of Jill Biden's concern, and as horrible as she is, it's an understandable concern. Part of her concern was his legacy. She didn't want his legacy to be that debate. She didn't want that to be the thing everyone remembers Joe Biden for. But the coup happened, and now that will be Joe Biden's legacy. Whether or not it's specifically the debate, when Joe Biden is brought up in political circles 10 years from now, 20 years from now, whenever he's brought up, he'll be a punchline. He will. It doesn't matter what else he did. Even in Democrat circles, it'll be kind of, oh, yeah, yeah, oh, Joe, yeah. So there you are. You're Joe Biden. You have this long list of accomplishments. You're super proud. You just got knifed out of re-election. You don't get to run anymore. Your political career is over. It ended really, really badly. It ended in embarrassment. It ended in disgrace. And in comes Kamala Harris. Let's discuss her side of this. From her perspective, remember, this is a wildly ambitious person who always wanted to be here. She's already bitter and angry about how she's been treated by the Biden administration. Now she finally gets this opportunity to run and be the nominee. She's hand-selected by the system to be the nominee. And she knows, of course, publicly, she has to act like Joe Biden's best friend. They both have to keep up this public facade. I love her. She was always in the room. And she always has to say, yeah, Joe Biden is the best. And it's the reason why she can't ever answer these questions well, because she really can't publicly, this is part of the deal, she can't publicly say, yeah, Joe sucked. I totally disagreed with him on everything. I would have done things way different. That's why they've never come up with a good answer for this.
I think what some voters are struggling with, and we've heard this across the state, is when you discuss your plans, they come back and ask, well, why haven't you done it already?
Well, I'm not president.
You're vice president.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm going to tell you what I'm doing as president when I have the ability then to do what I know based on my experience is a new approach that is about building on the good work that has happened. But there's more to do. There's more to do.
That's not good. And then there's Joe, shoved out, bitter, angry. Joe Biden is going to demand some public speaking as he finishes his presidency. We've all just kind of moved on. I'll tell you, I'm guilty. We've all just kind of forgotten about the fact that Joe Biden is still the top executive in the United States of America. He is the commander in chief. He is the president of the United States. And we all just kind of moved on. Who? Joe? I remember that. No, he's still president and full of pride. And so Joe Biden wants to speak. And Joe Biden, he has been, from what I understand, very much kept at arm's length by the Harris campaign because he keeps verbally pooping on himself. But you can't keep a lid on the president forever. And on CNN he goes. He's trying to push forward this, oh, we love the Puerto Ricans narrative, which in and of itself is hilarious, as if anyone Puerto Rican is actually offended by that dumb joke. Actually, that funny joke. No one's offended, but he's trying to, you know, build up some sort of a propaganda campaign. Only Joe Biden has a problem. You see, Joe Biden's mind is broken. Remember the Nord Stream 2 thing? We've played it many times on the show. We all woke up one day and this Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which is not here. Remember, it's over there in Europe. It's not here. The Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Wait, someone blew it up? How'd they blow it up? It was underwater. Who even got underwater? Who could even do such a thing? And everyone has kind of washed their hands of it. I don't know. I mean, maybe it was some rebels, a group of kids or something. Maybe they got some firecrackers. But everyone with the brain remembers Joe Biden at a press conference, not in control of his mouth anymore.
Let me answer the first question first. If Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again, then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
How will you do that exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control?
We will, I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
What happened there? Joe Biden was briefed by his national security people that in response to Putin's invasion, if there is one, this is back before there was one, that they would try to hurt Russia by blowing up Nord Stream 2. This was undoubtedly top secret. The highest levels of classification would have been applied to this information. But when you elect a president with dementia just because he has a D by his name, there are consequences, you see. Joe Biden, not able to filter out what he's allowed to say and not allowed to say, runs to the cameras and tells the entire planet the national security secrets he was just given. Joe Biden can't control his mouth. And that brings us to the comments, more specifically, the motivation behind them. Before we get to that, seems pretty appropriate now to talk about age. It happens. It's not just your mind that slowly breaks. One day you wake up and you don't have any cartilage left in your knee. You got a disc problem in your back. Your muscle and your bicep just nags at you all the time. Your hands hurt, pain. As the body loses what it used to have, pain, it comes. Daily pain. It's awful. I've experienced it. I know what it's like. So what do? We generally do one of two things. We take something to mask it, which is terrible for you, or we ignore it, which is probably just as terrible for you. You don't have to do that. Fix it. With Relief Factor. Fix it naturally. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free. It's a daily supplement. Your body's trying to fight that pain, fight that inflammation. Relief Factor helps your body do that. And it works. And you don't need to take my word for it. Try it for 3 weeks. It's $19.95. You'll order more. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Or go to relieffactor.com. You're almost pain-free. Call today. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Reminding you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can leave us a voicemail, 877-377-4373. So Joe Biden, he isn't in control of his brain. And it's not that he says things that are dishonest. He's so honest now because he can't filter it out anymore. That's why he told the entire planet we were going to blow up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline 5 minutes before the Nord Stream 2 pipeline blew up. And it's why when he went on CNN last night, he committed a terrible error that will make a difference for the Kamala Harris campaign. I'll explain why in a moment. But the little clip you've heard all day long where he called the supporters, not Donald Trump himself, he called his supporters garbage.
Mr. President, will you be watching the Vice President's speech tonight?
I will.
Why are you not attending?
Oh, wait a minute. That was the wrong one. I hit the wrong this one.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
You don't do that. I realize modern Democrats have done it. Hillary Clinton's famous deplorables comment. I realize it's happened, but it's simply one of those things that's been understood in politics forever. You can insult the other candidate. You can throw mud at the other candidate. Do whatever you want. Say whatever you want to the other candidate. You never, 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 never insult their supporters. And it's not because you like their supporters. You never insult their supporters because what you want is you want to always leave the door open in case they get sick of their candidate or annoyed or maybe they're wavering. Leave that door open so they can walk through it into your camp should they so desire. But if you find yourself calling them deplorables, calling them Nazis, calling them garbage, then what you've done is, no matter what their guy does, they're never coming over to your side, ever, in a million years. You have cut off any chance you had at earning their vote. That's why politicians historically have not done this. Joe Biden did it. But why did Joe Biden do it? He did it because he doesn't have a filter anymore. He did it because that's how he thinks. And that's how every single Democrat in this country thinks. I don't say that offhand. I have lived in the Democrat stronghold of Washington, D.C. I have been at the parties. I've been at the bars. I've been at the gigantic meetings. And I'm here to tell you, when you get groups of Democrats together, elected officials, media people, or otherwise, they discuss you in ways that would mortify you. It's a talking point. They laugh about it. Yeah, hopefully some Republicans will die. That's how these people talk. They're used to it. And so when Joe Biden goes on television, you're supposed to censor that part out, but he can't do it anymore. And the reason it's such a critical mistake is this. How often have you heard the phrase, the term, you need to budget your time? You heard that before? Budget your time? Everyone's heard of that. What's that mean? Obviously, you have to, there's only so much time you can dedicate to eating or working out or sleeping or at the job. Because why? Because time is finite. Time is real estate. It's precious. It's rare. We are in election season. We are 1 week, less than a week until the election. Every single day is precious. Every minute is monitored of the candidates. With 7 days until the election, that's what yesterday was. With 7 days until the election, because of Joe Biden's mouth, Democrats in the American media have had to use one of those 7 days cleaning up Joe Biden's diapers.
Joe Biden has never been a big arena speaker. He's never been the most fluid speaker. And by the way, as someone who had a stutter growing up, it's very obvious to me that there's an apostrophe at the end of supporters there. He was referring to the garbage spewed by supporters, not simply the supporters themselves.
Okay, laugh about that apparatchik. Talk about the lie he just told and all that. We can do all that. Politico did the same thing. A bunch of different publications have done the same thing, acting like there's an apostrophe there, even though we can all hear the extended version.
Just the other day, a speaker at his rally called Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage. Well, let me tell you something. I don't know the Puerto Rican that I know, or Puerto Rico where I'm in my home state of Delaware. Mm-hmm. They're good, decent, honorable people. The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. His demonization of seen as an
That's what he said, and everyone knows it. It's not that the media is lying to cover up for him. Of course they'll lie to cover up for him. They're not reporters, they're apparatchiks. They're warriors for the revolution. The point is, this 24 hours was supposed to be spent earning votes for Kamala Harris, and instead, they had to waste 24 hours they'll never get back a week before the election cleaning the poop out of Joe Biden's diaper. A devastating mistake. And in the end, if the election ends up being really close, we'll never know it for sure. Stuff like that can cost you the election. Trump gets to spend all 7 days, vote for me, don't vote for her. They had to spend one of those seven because Joe Biden went boopy in his pants again. Amazing and hilarious. Now, let's talk to BK about microwave weapons and who he would want saving him in a hostage situation. Let me also talk to you about your dog and the garbage food you give him. And your cat. We all do it. We're all guilty of it. I still give my dog garbage dog food because it's all garbage. It's all brown. Dog food is all brown because it's all dead. Otherwise, it wouldn't last very long on the shelf and the dog food companies would lose money. So they kill everything in dog food. You essentially give your dog a fast food double cheeseburger every meal. Empty calories. Your dog doesn't get nutrition ever. And then we wonder, why did Muffy die at 10? Because Muffy never had vitamins. Probiotics. Antioxidants is the word I was going for. Muffy never got what Muffy needed. So start sprinkling Rough Greens on Muffy's food. All natural nutritional supplement created by naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black. You will see physical differences in your dog just like you would in yourself if you never had nutrition and then started to get some. Call them. Free Jumpstart trial bags at 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I think BK does it on purpose with the music at this point in time. It's so grotesque. I feel like a dirt ball listening to BK's dirt ball music. I feel like I'm in some underground grunge metal thing where everyone's headbanging and running into each other. Joining me now, former Air Force PJ, host of the wonderful World News with BK podcast, BK. BK, be honest, you go to those weird metal bar things just so you can hit people, don't you?
No, I used to, but honestly, the only time I really listened, I just listen to it now when I'm just filled with hate and taking it out with the kettlebells at the gym. I mean, these massive cantaloupe-sized shoulders don't just build themselves overnight. I mean, obviously. You know what I'm talking about, of course.
Well, Adonis is like you and me, obviously. Yes.
Standard. It's standard, Jesse. This is a standard day. I mean, how else do you get the ab veins snaking into the upper thighs? It's incredibly aesthetically pleasing. And that's what we should be shooting for as men.
BK, what are microwave weapons? I saw some headline about from military something. I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention. But they were talking about laser weapons and microwave weapons, direct energy weapons, finally being ready for the battlefield. Now, I really don't understand that world, what the purpose of these things are. What do they do? What do they do?
Well, I mean, I'm not, Jesse, this is kind of a little outside my bailiwick, of course. But yeah, microwave weapons are also known as a high-power microwave HPM weapons, and it is a type of directed energy weapons. It's what they do is they put out like electromagnetic energy, and the big use of them, of course, is to damage electronics. So like you and I have talked about many times before, you know, these measures are going to come out, the fancy weapons come out, the countermeasures come out, and I think eventually we're just going to be back to gunpowder and spears, you know. But you can use those direct energy weapons, though, to actually they have various settings on there, Jesse. You can destroy them, but you can adjust the settings to them to just temporarily degrade or even just disable them without completely destroying them, which is pretty cool. So you could render a weapon system useless, a counter, an electronic weapon system useless, and then maybe when you're doing mop-up, you can just take all of those weapons. Now, as far as those being ready, yeah, that's still kind of a pie-in-the-sky attitude. They've been looking at these and trying to get better at them and figure out how to make them portable and accurate for decades, Jesse. They've been trying to do this. And you know, from what I've been hearing, oh, we have them ready. We'll see them on the battlefield any day now. Well, they've been saying that also for 10 years. So, we'll see what happens. I think eventually it's definitely going to happen. I wouldn't say we're quite there yet, though.
BK, how do you get bad guys out of a cave? Sorry, my mind's bouncing all over the place today. Whenever we talk, Afghanistan was so cave heavy, and you read about battles like Saipan, Iwo Jima. I mean, there are a million different examples of this, but the guys talk about, they write about the horrors of getting people out of caves. And I know, especially you super ninja types, that was the kind of crap you had to do. How do you get someone out of a cave?
Well, I mean, it kind of depends what your goal is, Jesse. In the old days, like you're saying, I mean, the Marines, they didn't really care about trying to retrieve anybody alive out of a cave. Let's just put that delicately. So they would take those flamethrowers and a crap load of hand grenades and just start playing football into that cave until there was nothing absolutely breathing or even recognizable as a human being at the end of it. So I don't like today. It's an interesting thought. Like if you had to get somebody, if there's a high level target and you wanted that person alive, it would be tough. I'd start off with just lots and lots of nerve gas as well. Just to keep tossing those smoke grenades in there and just make it absolutely unlovable until the guy like passed out, and then maybe you could do something. So that's about the only thing I could think of.
BK, the Houthis, I don't know what to say. I don't give a crap about
Houthis,
those people.
Yeah.
But they have managed to somehow stop the German Navy. The German Navy has announced, hey, we're done with this. Now, I am not under any impression that the German Navy has any kind of a long storied history besides getting its teeth kicked in WW1 and eventually WW2, and even the transport ships were knocking them around. But it still is a major country. What is with these Houthis? Why can nobody get a handle on these guys?
Well, the Houthis themselves aren't that dangerous, but it brings up an interesting point about the European military and the degradation. I've been talking about it for years on the podcast, Jesse. You know, before Putin started doing his little psycho march to the West, you know, these guys were pretty content to let Big Uncle Sugar America take up all the slack and protect their borders, and they felt very comfortable in that. And at one point, I can't remember the exact stats, but it was so alarming to me as I read them. I mean, half the German Air Force was unable to fly due to broken down planes, broken down parts. I assume the same thing was true with their Navy. And you know how the German people were post-World War II. they were so, they're still emotionally wrecked over that, and they don't want anything that could possibly be considered to be a warlike stance. I mean, they renamed their military, they renamed the Air Force, you know, that some certain symbols are bad. Some of their army people recently got in a lot of trouble just for having, you know, some of the old not cool patches in their team rooms. And that caused a big stink over there. But the Germans, they let themselves and their military be completely degraded. They've never shown any interest in shoring it up. And why would they? Well, we were there to pick up the check. As far as the Houthis, you know, you don't underestimate a guerrilla force, Jesse, especially if they're fighting for some like religious cause. And that's what these people do. And they're very determined, and they don't care if they die in battle, which is probably the single most dangerous force you can possibly face.
Speaking with BK, former Air Force PJ, host of World News with BK. BK, I'm going to say something, and I'm not going to mean it quite as drastic as I say it, but I don't know of another way to put it. With the advancements in missile technology, everyone knows about the importance of navies, as much as it pains me to say the two most important branches are the Navy and the Air Force. They just are. That's kind of how it works now. Are navies becoming more obsolete than they used to be?
I would say they are, Jesse, because we've already seen that at least China, for sure, has ballistic missiles off range that could easily reach out and touch one of our aircraft carriers. So that's been an argument for a while. Are aircraft carriers becoming obsolete? Much like we saw, you know, even recently with the Russia-Ukraine situation, are big, huge armored tank divisions becoming obsolete? When you can start taking them out with a $500 drone attached to $1,000 worth of explosive, why would you pay $60 million for a tank when you could build literally hundreds, thousands of these little drones and just keep firing at them one or the other? I don't think the aircraft carrier itself will be obsolete quite yet, because it is useful as a floating platform and as a way to project force abroad, but they're going to have to come up with some serious anti-ballistic missile technology, because as far as I know, Jesse, we do not have the capability of from an aircraft carrier knocking out one or several hypersonic missiles that are coming in from like the stratosphere. Like, how are you going to counteract that? Again, useful for projecting force, useful for taking our fighter jets into an area. But as far as our peer adversaries like China and Russia, they're going to have to work very hard to remain relevant. They're still very relevant in places like, you know, the Gulf, where they don't have that kind of technology. But that's definitely something else we'll have to watch. And warfare, Jesse, this is like the warfare is going to continue to evolve. I'm convinced, Jesse, we are going to be back to that gunpowder and spears before 100 years goes by.
No, I'm not convinced you're wrong. BK, the person you love the most is being held hostage by some terrorists. You can send in one unit. Are you sending in SEAL Team 6 or the Delta Boys?
Well, I mean, Jesse, like, as much, you know, we always talk trash about other units, but the truth is that both of those units are exceptionally highly trained and, more importantly, highly motivated. But the gold standard for a hostage rescue has always been, and probably will always be for the foreseeable future, the Army's premier special operations force, and that would be CAG or Combat Action Group or whatever else you want to call them. Delta Force has a long history of that, and these men are just relentless and still the finest warriors in the world to me. Of course, SEAL Team 6 is also great guys. And I wouldn't think twice about sending either one of them. But yeah, if you're ringing me up and saying Jesse Kelly is in a cave and we need him back because we need his bald head on the radio right now, I'm going to go SEAL Team 6 because I kind of hope they screw it up a little bit. No, I'm just kidding, Jesse. Of course, I'm going to go CAG. I'm going to go Army Delta Force all the way. Let's friggin' go.
BK, you are the man. Thank you, my brother.
Thanks, Jesse.
It's not right. It's not even that bald. It's not that bald. Chris, maybe I'll get hair replacement. We've talked about this. I might go to Turkey and get an afro. You know what? BK qualifies for GovX. I should have asked him. I bet you BK nerds out on GovX. Every current and former military, current and former first responder, even educators, you qualify for something special you're not taking advantage of, a free membership at GovX. GovX is this catch-all website. You want Ray-Ban sunglasses? They're there. You want a Yeti cooler? It's there. You want Danner boots? There. You need knee sleeves like I do? There. You want tickets to a concert, a ball game? There. Huge discounts at GovX. You earn them. Your service earned you those discounts. And when you use the promo code Jesse, GovX.com promo code Jesse, you get $15 off your first purchase. Why wouldn't you do it? It's free money. GovX.com promo code Jesse. Go nerd out. Buy some sweet stuff. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and we are going to get to talking about blackmail, some election integrity problems, and other things still to come on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. But it's time for some emails. It's time for some voicemails. It's time for you. Enough about me. What about you? Anyway, let's go.
Hi, Jesse. I'm calling from Massachusetts. You can imagine living here with all these liberals. I just want to say, with all the political climate, it is a joy to listen to your show at night. It really makes me laugh.
Good. 877-377-4373. Jesse, like you, I only attended community college, but my understanding of fascism is a government takeover of all the government and private sectors. Pause. First, I'll get to the rest of his email, I will, but first, people get confused about a couple things. One, they worry about definitions. Is it actually fascism? Is it socialism? Is it communism? It's all just about power. It's all just about people trying to hoover up more power for themselves and take away your power. That's what it is. By definition, fascism actually is very similar to what we have here in the country. It is corporations being pretty much forced to align themselves with the government, which most definitely has happened here. Anyway, back to his. The guy says, is the Democrats, are they continually calling Trump a fascist? Just another case of accusing their opponents of what they're doing? I see nothing Trump does or says to lead anyone believe he's a fascist. My wife and I are sorry about the passing of your father. We're praying for your mom and your family. His name is Bob. Thank you for your prayers, Bob. And okay, them calling Trump a fascist, just like them calling you or Trump a Nazi, you need to learn to not take this personally. And I know that's hard to say, that's hard to hear, isn't it? And it's hard to accept, but they don't call Donald Trump a fascist because they actually think he's a fascist or because they think they can prove he's a fascist. Now, does your liberal Aunt Peggy, the one on all the anti-anxiety meds, does she think Trump is a fascist? Yes, but we're going to talk about the thinkers here, the ones who put together the plans, not the stupid street animals like your liberal Aunt Peggy who believe those things. Let's talk about the ones who make the plans, who put out the talking points. The Barack Obamas of the world, the Pelosi's, the Bill Gates, the these types. Do they actually think Donald Trump is a fascist? No, they don't. But what they do know is the American public, through years and years and years of propaganda disguised as education, through disguised as media, that fascism, a fascist, is in the minds of the American public the height of all evil. And here's how they did it. One, they covered up or have really, really just for the most part ignored most of the communist atrocities and communist crimes. Why? When you go to an average middle school these days and you go through their textbooks or go through their lesson plans, how long will they spend on the evils of Adolf Hitler versus how long will they spend on the evils of Mao or Pol Pot or someone like that? Let me go ahead and spoil it for you. It's not even close. It's 10 to 1, 20 to 1. Why are they doing that? Now, there's nothing wrong with discussing the evils of a piece of trash demon like Adolf Hitler, but Mao is just as worthy. So why does Hitler get all the play and Mao doesn't get all the play? Well, because your social studies teacher, your history teacher, probably even your math teacher, they are either communists or they are communist adjacent. And they understand if they get up and they teach these young, impressionable minds about the evils and horrors of communism, then Aiden, Jaden, and Braden might grow up to be anti-communists, and they can't have that. So Mao gets 5 minutes. Yeah, he starved a bunch of people. It was terrible. Anyway, back to Hitler. Mao gets 15 minutes. Adolf Hitler gets 3 straight weeks, and you have to do your final project on him. This is all done for a reason. This is done so that they can create the idea that fascists and fascism is the ultimate evil, and fascism is evil, I should note, but that fascism is the ultimate evil, the only evil you have to worry about. Well, think about this. If I raise you from 0 to 18 and I say fascism's evil, Hitler's bad. Obviously, Hitler is bad, but Hitler's bad. Fascism sucks. And then at the age of 18, when you're old enough to vote, I point to the Republican, whoever he is, and I say, look, a fascist. Because of your programming, you are automatically going to hate that person and think that person is the height of all evil. Think about it like brainwashing triggers. You ever see one of those movies where they brainwash an assassin, and if he reads a Dr. Seuss saying, then it triggers his assassination stuff and he goes on a killing spree? Think about the American Democrat like that when you see them using Nazi, Hitler, fascist, the way they use it to describe a big puppy dog like Donald Trump. They know they have a conditioned population that has been conditioned to think that's the height of all evil, fascism. The second you get someone you want to stop, you take all those people and you point them towards them and say, look, there's the fascist. And they will automatically react in a negative way. That's why. It has nothing to do with truth or what he actually is or any of those things. It has nothing to do with that at all. All right, let's... Before we get back to the emails and voicemails, we have to do this election integrity stuff that's bad. From Maine to Florida to Colorado, the things that are happening are bad and they look really bad. And we'll talk about those in just a moment. Before we talk about those, let's talk about the horrors of the Jewish people, the things they've had to go through. They're still going through them. It's not like everything's over. Still surrounded by their enemies. Still surrounded by people who want to kill them. Still dying all the time. You can't even go to a music festival in Israel without seeing a bunch of scumbags descend from the skies to kill and rape your women. You know that day, October 7th, you have any idea how many people lived because they were in the back of an armored ambulance? The ambulances that weren't armored, many died. The ones that were, people lived. IFCJ is the one who gives those. You want to save a life? People were under attack. You want to save a life? Go to supportifcj.org. Supportifcj.org and give what you can. Or call them 888-488-IFCJ. All right, election integrity stuff that looks bad. Next.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.